Okay. Do I have all my goodies? I do have all my goodies. Okay. All right, Ryan, let me know when you're ready. And I guess, Jake, are we rolling in there?
We are rolling.
All right. It's KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience. I'm Jack Anderson. Our engineer today is Jake Perlman, assisted by Will Clark. And we're joined by Austin's Ryan Samble. He's going to be performing at Hotel Vegas tomorrow along with Future Museums. Ryan, what are we going to start with today?
A song called Put Upon.
Pour and put upon. You've seen so many dawns, such few free days, and even less peaceful nights. It's surprising, even life with a joke and a fight. Though you might call it a dance in this tunnel of life outside. My one reply causes the fool no harm, nor the wise more wisdom. Precisely that no one's the wiser beyond the constant upholding of what over why in this tunnel life outside.
Upon from Austin's Ryan Samble. You can catch him performing tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas along with Future Museums. And I'm talking with Ryan right now. Ryan, how's your day going?
So far, so good.
Oh, mine's going a lot better after that first song. But let me catch people up for the uninitiated. So you performed with the Strange Boys. You guys broke up in 2012. Talk to me about that transition to your solo career.
Well, we put a lot of time in. The band was started in high school, and it took me through my 20s and around 25, and we had made 3 albums, and it seemed like a nice time to call it a day. And I tried to take a break, and you kind of get called back, I suppose. So, yeah, there's not much you can do about it. You can't get away.
Mm-hmm. So traveling is a big part of your solo career now. Have you always had that wanderlust, or did that kind of get initiated from that transition into your solo career?
I got to see a lot of places. All the people in the band, you know, you get to see a lot of great places, but you only get to stay for a very short amount of time. And you also see only the nightlife, which, like Willie says, is not the best, but it's our life. But being alone, you get to experience a lot more real life in that town, and there's only one person to feed, or only one person to find a bed for. So, you know, it becomes a little easier, but it's a little harder in other ways. It's a little lonely, but if you can take that, it fulfills the songwriter's duty by just keeping on, I suppose.
It's Austin's Ryan Samble here in Studio 1A. So I like that you mentioned finding a bed for the night because you actually, at least from time to time, live out of your car. Does that present any creative obstacles, or how does that factor into your songwriting, or does it?
It does. I keep saying I suppose. So I suppose it does. But it's just a... There's not very many jobs that you can do successfully while living in your car. Mm. A traveling musician, a songwriter, can get away with it. Though it might not be the most comfortable all the time, I have so many friends here. I could list them all, but it would take up too much time. And other places in the U.S. and in Europe, but mostly in Austin, there's just such a... since being here for so long, I'll sleep in my car when it's the right time, but I could also make a few phone calls or see some friends around town that would definitely help me out as well. So,
oh, that's great. Okay, so we got Austin's Ryan Samble here in Studio 1A. I read that you recently started incorporating comedy and public speaking into your act. What led to that decision, and has that led to a deeper connection with some of your listeners?
Yes, I think so. It comes from mistakes and lack of preparation, general lassitude, just being a little lazy. And then you're on stage and you really have to perform. And also, I'm not the greatest player in the world. So through mistakes, I found that if you handle the mistake well, it can be very endearing to an audience. And also, if you aren't afraid of silence, you can really generate some tension that's not uncomfortable tension, but tension that a more intelligent attention, that you're truly watching a performer do their thing. And I think from that the comedy came, because if you're truly in the moment, you can pick up on some jokes that really only I can see, because I'm the only one on stage. Not everyone's looking around, and I can see a lot of stuff that other people in the audience can't see. So the comedy kind of comes out of that. And once someone laughs at you or with you, they usually like you. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's a way for me to get out of the bad nights and make the good nights even better, I suppose.
This
is word of the day.
It is. I know that. Like, the light is going off right now. I love it. It's Austin's Ryan Samble here in Studio 1A. So you're performing tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas along with Future Museums, but there's also a visual element to that as well. Could you talk to me about that?
Yeah, one of my favorite films ever. It's a short film called Pull My Daisy by Frank and Alfred. I forget their last names. Something Frank and Alfred Leslie, or Leslie Frank. Anyways, Kerouac wrote it as a third act to this play. He narrates it. And Gregory Corso and Allen Ginsberg and a few other painter and a jazz musician, they act it out. And I thought it would be a nice opener. It's only 29 minutes long. So I thought it would be a little change of pace from, you know, the 5 and 6 band bills that Austin usually has. So it should be a fun night in Future Museums. Neil does a lot of stuff on his own, and then this has happened to be a night where he's going to be playing with a full group, so I'm really excited to see that as well.
All right, you can catch Austin's Ryan Samble at Hotel Vegas tomorrow, along with Future Museums, in that short film. But I want to hear another song, because you put out your album, Put Upon, last year. Can we hear something else from that?
Yeah, sure. This is called Perfection is Acceptance. Perfection is acceptance. Time is your patience. Can you kill an hour without hurting yourself? The parallels I read are scaring me. The intersections, not so much, 'cause they can be jumped, but the route is where you're really stuck. don't have another tack. Is it as easy as that? I said to myself, heard myself say, thought to myself, the thought came to me. Affection is acceptance. Wish it would, you know it won't, you can believe it did. Oh, perfection is acceptance, and time is your patience. My soul is quick, and I'm taking another look. You just might see your first.
That's Perfection is Acceptance from Austin's Ryan Samble. It's from his latest album, Put Upon, and you can catch Ryan live tomorrow night at Hotel Vegas along with Future Museums in a short film. So, Ryan, you've put out a lot of stuff recently. What's next for you?
I have a tour coming up in end of February around the southeast, around Florida, and Then I got a European tour in the summer. But other than that, just try to get in the studio when I can. And I think I got to start washing dishes again.
So if fans want to find stuff about you and keep up to date with you, what is the best way for them to get news updates from you?
Well, I lost the rights to my website last year. So right now it's just Instagram. Forever Wet Paint is my handle. That's an all right way. At least it's just from me. Other than that, I would say look up. I don't know. Use your local search engine.
There you go. Ask Jeeves, Yahoo, whatever. Just look up Ryan Samble. You can find stuff about him.
Or YouTube.
You know what?
A great YouTube channel.
Okay, well, there you go. Go to YouTube. You can see Ryan and hear him there. Ryan, thank you so much for coming into the studio
thank you for
today.
Having me.
I want to thank Jake Perlman and Will Clark for being our engineers today. That's going to wrap up the broadcast portion of the session, but Ryan's going to record one more song that you'll be able to find on our website, kutx.org, in the near future. And for KUTX 98.9, the Austin Music Experience, I'm Jack Anderson.
By Tuesday, my friends, I'll be homeless again. Poverty's not a crime, but it'll be hard to prove by then. Can I stay with you? Will you stay with me? Knowing the way I've come. If you can stand in the flat rooms where the land is tall, yes, you'll miss what you left, but that won't matter then. Can I live with you? Will you live with me? I'm around to find ends when you see me next. No luck's no good if you can't get some rest. Well, I guess if I may, I'll stay. If I stayed right here, would you leave me in peace? Are you stronger than the strongest thing that makes you weak? Are you stronger than the strongest thing that makes you weak?
money all over town, but only small amounts, and only to the ones that seem to enjoy the times of rain and mud. Between drought stronger than the strongest thing.